Well, as I said, we have lots of great live music in store for you this evening. A little later on, Swimming with Sharks is going to be with us. But first, up first, we have a band that might go down in the record books as sending me the best email ever about inquiring about how to get booked on the show. And their music is just as great as the email was. So we're going to get to know them, but first we're going to have you take a listen to some live music from Negative Ghost Rider.
One, two, three, four. Diego. Solo Diego, 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 Diego. She couldn't find her man. The need to keep roaming and roam far too strong for Diego.
Negative Ghost Rider, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. We'll be back to get to know the band and, of course, hear some more live music. Stick around. Lots more to come here on 91.3 WISO.
It's just one of those curious things that I've noticed.
I was just wondering what was there before.
This is Why So Curious, and my question is, why so early? Why is the farmer's market over by noon?
Why?
Who, what, when? Is there some part of the Miami Valley's history, people, or economy you've always wondered about? Our series, Why So Curious, wants to know. You ask the questions, Why So reporters explore. Go to WISO.org to join in by asking your question.
This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO, and I'm Juliette Frumholt, joined in the studio by Nate, Joe, Michael, and Tim. They are Negative Ghost Rider. Welcome, guys.
Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
My pleasure. So happy to have you guys in the studio. Now, I got to know, what is the story of you guys coming together? I've seen, you know, you guys playing all these different gigs, from busking to, you know, shows in clubs to open mics. How did this all come together to become a band proper?
Craigslist?
That was definitely part of it.
Mike and I have been playing music for years. We actually started playing right after high school, and we went to OU together for a time. And so we've been playing for, you know, 8 years, mm-hmm. 8 years now. And then we had people come and go. And then we met Joe and Tim, what was it, like a year ago?
Yeah, a little more than a year ago.
And we actually did find them on Craigslist. We managed not to get murdered, so that was good. And everything's...
Once you sift through the crazies, it gets to be okay.
But, yeah, things just clicked. And so we have a really good time playing with each other. I think that's the biggest thing.
Having two members who have played together for years, and then two members who are brand new, you know, not connected in any way. How was the songwriting process getting started?
I mean, honestly, we started just doing some songs that Nate and I had written in the past, and then we kind of picked up from there gradually. We started sort of writing them all together.
I'd say when we get together at practice, there's definitely a collaborative effort. Everybody, you know, puts their input in. And actually, we play a few of Joe's songs now. And so we've all kind of come together in that way. And we definitely get along super well. Even though we've only known the two of them for a year, we feel like a very tight-knit group. So definitely.
Was it easy once you got together and started playing together to sort of click in and you know, let that you know, that familiarity sort of, you know, just happen very naturally, so that there was a cohesive sound and more cohesive writing and things like that?
Oh yeah, I'd say absolutely. I mean, we got all the awkwardness out of the way and probably in the first 5 minutes. Just a really awkward 5 minutes, and then we were good to go.
How quickly after getting the group together did you guys decide to start playing out live?
Well, we knew we always wanted to play out live, I think, from the very beginning. So it was really just a matter of how quickly could we practice the songs that we were trying to do to where we had a half-hour set, and then we just started hitting it.
Nice. In terms of style, you know, I hear definitely, you know, kind of a, there's a 90s alt influence, but there's also, you know, a very sort of classic rock thing happening with some of that, you know, kind of blues coming in, you know, that sort of blues rock influence. Where are you guys coming from musically, and what is influencing your playing, whether it's what you guys sound like or not?
Well, this is Joe.
hey Joe,
that's kind of a hard thing to answer. We kind of tend to shy away from things that are sounding a little too digital, mm-hmm. things that are a little too processed. We like to keep things very clean, and we kind of have always been attuned to melody, you know. Yeah. So we can kind of play whatever we want. Like we'll experiment. I'll play all sorts of crazy things on the keyboards, but then everyone will kind of go, that was weird, but it wasn't. And you know, the saxophone sound really lends like to a kind of a vintage, mm-hmm. kind of a classic sound too, so we try to keep it in that vein.
But in terms of like influence, I'd say we've got a really eclectic group of taste within the band, so we've all got different things that we really like, and I think that actually lends itself really well, because then you'll get this kind of really interesting mesh of different genres and feels that end up coming out in some of our original songs. And even when we do covers, we try to do them in a way that, you know, we make them our own a little bit. So, but yeah, all that different influence, I think, comes together to kind of create our strange sound.
Now, you've got quite a few songs up on your SoundCloud. Are you working on an album, or is that still, you know, kind of too far off to determine yet, or what's
That is definitely something that we're working on. We've only professionally recorded one song with Gary King at Rephrase Studio, and that was a really great experience. Definitely going to try and get back in there to do some more songs. But yeah, I think our short term over the next few months goal would be to get at least four more maybe down so that we could release like a small album on, you know, Spotify and iTunes and all that stuff, just to get ourselves out there a little bit more.
And what about live shows? Are you going to be doing a lot of those this summer, or just kind of focusing on the writing and recording? Ah, I see a list coming out.
Yes, we actually do have a bunch of shows coming up. Not as many as we'd like, but there's going to be more to come. And obviously, you can find us on Facebook if you're interested in doing that. July 23rd, we're going to be at Dark Horse at 8 p.m. That's for their acoustic night on Wednesdays. August 27th, again, at Dark Horse. September 5th, we're going to be playing at the Emporium. It's going to be like a wine tasting kind of event. And then September 10th, again, at Dark Horse. We do play occasionally at a place called Stonehouse Tavern in Waynesville. We're going to be there again this summer. We just haven't hammered out some of the dates.
And so. South Park Tavern in
South
Dayton,
Park Tavern,
no doubt.
Yeah, for
we
sure.
We love South Park.
Now, I have to ask, when you do a more acoustic set, how do you structure that? Because, you know, right now we've got full drums, we've got electric bass, electric guitar, and keys. Does that change the way you're tackling things, or you're, you know, putting together your set list as far as doing these acoustic sets?
Absolutely, it does a little bit. We have a very crafty drummer over there in the corner, and he actually built a suitcase drum kit.
Nice.
So we've busted that out on occasion. But, you know, we're open to changing the setup in any kind of way that we need to.
Sometimes it can be really refreshing to do a real toned-down, mellow acoustic set.
Yeah,
some
just
of
change
our songs.
It up.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, because, you know, I saw some photos of you guys busking out in Yellow Springs, and that again is a definite departure from what we're hearing here tonight.
Absolutely.
But is it fun, or kind of a crazy, you know, fun kind of challenge to take these songs that are, you know, incorporate keyboards and electric instruments and figure out how to make them, you know, sort of retain the same sensibility but work in, you know, an acoustic setting or a small venue or a busking setting?
I think it's absolutely fun. And, you know, we don't have any problem with even the general nature of the song changing. Maybe we do a song that's really kind of quick and sort of hard rock when we do full instrumentation, but then when we go acoustic, we kind of tone it down and maybe we'll just do it really slow. I just sort of let what happens happens.
And it can actually lend to, like, finding something new out about the song. If you're approaching it a different way, you can notice that, like, maybe one part would be different or better if you did it in a slightly different way. I think the two that are probably the most affected by the busking would be Joe and Tim. Tim definitely on the drums, and Joe with his whole apparatus over there. Usually the only difference for me is I just don't play bass and I sing, which sometimes can be really nice not to have to worry about it.
Nice. Now, the harmonies, have you guys, since you've been playing together so long, have you guys always been singing harmonies together? Because they're really, really tight. And
we've always tried.
Yeah, tried is the key.
Well, I think the whole reason that we started playing was, you know, I was starting to write songs probably right after high school, and Nate was a well-respected singer in the school choir. So I was like, hey, Nate, you know what we should do? And we both really liked Simon and Garfunkel and lots of old folk stuff. So we started singing some of that together, and then just kind of grew to care more and more about it as time went on.
Definitely initially we used to play much more harmonies. We would do like the Simon and Garfunkel kind of feel. We had a few original songs where there's vocal harmonies throughout from beginning to end, and we've actually departed away from that a little bit. But I think that something that goes into the harmonies is, yeah, just playing together for so long, getting to know each other's voices, and, you know, you get used to like when someone's going to breathe and kind of things, and you line up a lot better, I would say.
There's definitely something to be said for, you know, having having performed with and having sung harmonies with somebody for years, to be able to anticipate, you know, what they're going to do in terms of the breathing, especially, that's huge.
And of course, it's not always perfect. There's definitely times when we are, you know, screwing up and getting really frustrated. But yeah, I'd say more often than not, it works
out.
It's
always Nate's fault, though.
Totally.
If people want to keep tabs on what you guys are doing, where you're going to be, and all of that good stuff, where should they connect with you online?
We kind of hang on Facebook a lot, so facebook.com/negativeghostwriter is where you can find us.
It's actually Negative Ghost Rider Band.
Sure, Negative Ghost Rider Band. If you Google us, we're usually the first thing that comes up.
But yeah, so. I would say find us on Facebook. We do have a SoundCloud. Negative Ghost Rider Band is pretty much our URL across the board. So facebook.com/negativeghostwriterband, soundcloud.com/negativeghostwriterband.
Gmail is negativeghostwriterband@gmail.com.
So that's another good way to get a hold of us. We are working on building a website as well.
Great, great. Well, we'll get links up to all of your current social media sites up on our Facebook page. We are facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Links to Negative Ghost Rider there. And guys, shall we hear some more live ones?
Let's do it.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and hear more live music from Negative Ghost Rider. You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Stick around, lots more music to come.
Just after film critic Roger Ebert agreed to let Steve James make a documentary about him, Ebert's cancer returned. He died 4 months later. James' new film, Life Itself, includes footage of those final 4 months, during which Ebert allowed James to film him in the hospital. On the next Fresh Air, we talk with Steve James and Ebert's widow, Chaz, president of Ebert Productions. Join us.
Tomorrow afternoon at 3 on your public radio station, 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We've been getting to know Negative Ghost Rider, and I think we're going to hear some more live music from them from right here in the WYSO studios.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. There's no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. I wonder if she's gone. Say no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
escape from the horrors of my habits. I'd like to live across the lake on greener grass for sure. Now you can see that I've run out of steam despite my best intentions to believe that I have the courage that I'd long to possess so many years. Oh Lord, if you can't hear me, would you lend a hand? Oh Lord, I can only wait on you an hour. Why? How I am, as it were, a thief, a friend, a lover, a lonesome soldier in the sand. And I know that I could have shown some kindness, yeah, I could have given something, and yes, I know.
Two, three, four.
open arms to take me away from this place. Stained red, the words you'd said. I long for the time when you wanted to be mine. These lights burn in my mind, shattered and torn in time. I long for the days when money dripped from the words you. Wrapped in lies, she's so beautiful. Tear out my battered soul. Those fools of molasses will turn my heart to ashes. So cry me to sleep. Oh, baby, cry me to sleep. Cry me to sleep, 'cause I need your sweet loving arms to take me away.
Negative Ghost Rider, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Juliet.
Thank you for having us.
It's my pleasure. Check them out. We've got links up to all of their social media sites on our Facebook page. We are facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Connect with them, go see them live, and keep tabs on what these guys are doing. I foresee great things in the future. We're going to have some more live music for you later on in the show. Swimming with Sharks is here. We'll be getting them in the studio in the second hour. Right now, back to some album stuff. Here are the Dum Dum Girls from Too True.